Vayero Elov Hashem Ve'eloni Mamre. Tells the Kliyokor. He should say Vayero El Abram. Vayero Elov. It doesn't even mention his name. Talks to Kliyokor. Abram is the Lashon of Srora Av Hamoyim Goyim. He's a leader. He's a Roish of Klal Yisrael Bezim. Oh, but that's not the Zchut of Ashrot Hashchina. The Zchut of Ashrot Hashchina is because of Anova. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinotoi Elo Al Chochom Osher Gibor Ve'onov. You need to be a Chochom Osher and Gibor also, because if you're not a Chochom Osher and Gibor, what's the Anova? What's also Misgoezai? You're a Chochom Osher and a Gibor, and Al Ve'onov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinotoi on the Anova. So that's the Pshat, Vayera Elov. Elov is the Pshat, not because his name is Avram with the Sroro. Dos Alein, the Anova, Elov, without a name. Another Pshat I saw though, what's the Indian Vayera Elov, not the name of Avram? The Schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mezgala now is the Schus to Brit Milo. When a person does a Brit Milo, Eliyahu Anovi comes and the Shechina comes. So it's Vayera Elov, not Lav Davka Al, the fact that he's Avram, but the Schus to Brit, the fact that there's a Brit. There's a Maisa. It was once a briskerov was once by a bris, and there was a lot of choshev rabbonim. And someone said, "Epis of a zog." He said, "Oh, a choshev a bris." The briskerov said, "This is a yehudavoy lekro." By yed the bris, Eliyahu Hanavi comes. The shechina alein is though. I feel a kvoidem and kaima munach of all the tzaddikim and chashuvim that are here. However, by yed the bris, the epis alein is though. Yed the bris a choshev a bris. So another shot. What by yere love in the sefer Moir Einayim from the Chernobyl. Adam Mishanabal Dasam. He says, we're bringing out a point that the Abris is Mezgala even to a Russia. Even a person who's far away can still, the Abris is Mezgala to him and the Abris can come close to him. He can always do tshuva. That's Vayera Elov Ve'eloine Mamre. He says a taich, Eloine is the Lashon of strong, and Mamre is Mamre. Even someone that's a very stark to Russia, it's still Vayera Elov, even to a Russia. That's why it doesn't, so it's a Druish that doesn't say the name, it's that Hashem is Mezgala to anyone that will Zuchemoy. He says over there in Shishan, Russia is Russia, Tevis Rabbeinu Shalom. They say, I feel the Russia. Can two come into the Rabbeinu Shalom? Vahu Yoshev, Pesach Ha'oil, Kechoyim Ayoim, the Gemara says in Brachis, it was the sixth hour. Kechoyim Ayoim is the Shoah Shishis, the Gemara in the fourth parakah of Brachis. So the Shaila is Bederach Klal, the Zman of Su'uda, is the fourth hour, is the Shoah Revius. Why over here is it the Shoah Shishis? He's looking for Orchim for the Su'uda. If the Emes is, it was Yom Tov. We're going to soon see. We have to work out that the Machloikas, what exactly, when exactly this was, when the Bris Milah of Avram was, and when was 3 days later. It was Shlishi Lami Lasai, the Pashtus. And it was Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, it's Chetzi Lashem and Chetzi Lachem. So Tum Chatzoi, the Avram Avinu was Mispal and Loimi. From Chatzoi, it's the Zman Tzud. Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. So that's why it's Tichoy Mayoin, exactly Chatzoi. It says, Be'eloine Mamre, Zokrashi, Vayera Elov Ve'eloine Mamre, who's Mamre? Who should not only Eitz al Anila? Mamre was the one that gave him the Eitz on the Nila. Lefikach Nigla Elov Bechelka. Not Honor and Eshkol, Mamre. Mamre gave him the Eitz, so he was Nigla. Mamre was Zoicha, that the Eitz was in Galat Avrom Avinu in Mamre. Or, he gave him the Eitz. What was the Eitz? What was Avrom Shiloh? What was he even Siyayas with Mamre? So one shot is Eitz is a Lashon of Refuah. You need a Refuah sometimes for Anila. An Eitz is a Lashon of Mishnayas, and an Eitz can mean a Refuah. He gave him an Eitz, a Refuah. Gemara Shabbat, that Eitz can mean a Refuah. Another shot is, he had to ask Eitzah by Mamre. Mamre, Honor, Eshkol and Mamre were Balei Bris Avram. What does it mean they were Balei Bris Avram? They had a strategic treaty between the two of them. Now, if Avram Avinu is doing Mila, he's going to be Nechalash. You have to let him know, if you have a treaty between a neighbor on territory, you have to let him know if there's going to be a reason why you're going to be Shmach. It's part of that, to let him know. You have a Bris with Honor, Eshkol and Mamre. So you have to be Medim, you have to be Shoel Eitzah by this. Another shot I saw in the Tanya Amin Hagen, he says that the Shaila in the Bracha of Bris Mila are you supposed to make, the Sugim Sochem, the Zayin, the Sugim Al Galit, is the Nusach HaBracha Al Mitzvah Mila or Lomo as the Ben? By all Brachas, there's always a Shaila, it's a Yam of a Sugim Sochem, the Zayin. If you make Brachas, the Nusach is Al Galit. And Avraham Avinu wasn't sure, Ben is one of the Brachas the Gemara handles the first year of Sochem in Bris Mila. Afterwards, the Rishonim handled the Archova, Gedolah, the Rosh, and the Rav. But he wasn't sure by Mila, so he gave him Eitza Al Hamila. Namri gave him the Eitza that's Al Hamila, not Lomo. He was not only Eitza Al Hamila. There's another shot we were clearing once that we spoke last week that Avraham Avinu's bris was on Yom Kippur. So it's not so poshut to be able to be doichi Yom Kippur or not. And we handled that last week. Of after that was a shayla. So if you handle with them, it might be telling the poshut drachim shayla if Avraham Avinu had a din of a yid or of a goy. Now when was it? We said that the Medrash said it was on Yom Tov. It was Pesach. That's why umaseis off of Ayichelu. It was Pesach. In Pirkei Rabbi Lozer state that Avraham Avinu's bris was on Yom Kippur. That the Milo was on Yom Kippur. I vadoi this is Yud Gimel Tishrei before Yom Tov. But on the other hand, there are Makaris that it was already Sukkot. And Yeshua talks about it in Rosh Hashanah. That after it wasn't 3 days, it was already 5 days after the Milah. That it was already Sukkot. That's the Yishanu Tachat for eight. The eighth is the Schach. And he was Yoshe Pesach Oil to Choyim Ayoim. When it's very hot, Mitzvah, Potom and Asukkah. And also it says, Ki Alkein Avartem Alavichem. That Holchei Drochem is Potom from Asukkah. But Avraham Avinu says, he already passed by. The Sukkot is available. The Yishanu Tachat for eight. Come to Ryan in the Sukkah. So the Pshat is Mavur that the Emes Avraham Avinu was not sitting in the Sukkah because Kechoyim Hayoyim, he had a tour of Mitztair. But now when the Malachim come, he invites them into the Sukkah. There's a Maitre once to Chaim Oizu Gajensky. He was once sick and he wasn't able to be in the Sukkah, on Schoyla. And then a person came to visit him, and when the Oireach came, it was the Chosh of Oireach. He went into the sukkah with him. He said, "I'll sukkah up at the storm is fire, but now I have a chiyuv deraisa of achlanas zorchin, and achlanas zorchin chesh, and vazunder chesh, and yet chiyuv deraisa sukkah. It's my achlanas zorchin." Now the malachim came. They looked to him like people. They looked at shloisha arvim. We know that the Eibus sent them, the Malachim, on one hand because he wanted Avraham Avinu was mitzayir, that he wasn't able to be in the time of Achnasas Orachim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him guests. But on the other hand, each one of these Malachim had a shlichus. One was coming for the Rape, Avraham, and one was coming for the Besura of Leidas Yitzchok, and one is to be Mahatach Zoy, and each one has a Matar, each one has a Tafkid, a Malach can't do two Tafkidim. So how over here is it having two Tafkidim? Besides that each Malach was coming with a Refuah, with the surah and Lafich is doing, and the MS afterwards, only two malachim go to Loi. Who are the two malachim? The one that's refuah is also coming to be master Loi. Afterwards, he finishes the shlichus of refuah, then he can go be master Loi. However, how could they also have the tafkid of Achmas Sarachim? Because the MS, on one of they came as malachim, they're coming to be Marat Sar and the Hoytech Doim and Mavasar, that's a malach to Geshmach. And on that they came with Mus Malach. Besides that, they also came that Avraham Avinu should be able to be Mekayim Achlatas Orachim. And on that they came looking Kipchuti like Shloisha, like regular three people. That's why it says Vayar twice. Vayar, and then again Vayar, Vayar is the Krasim. Because first he saw them as Malachim, then he saw them as Meyadim. It's not a Stira. If the Malach Gufa has the Shpalt, he's coming also looking like a regular person, also coming off Tafkid of Malach. Actually, that's not a Stira. That isn't the clothing in them. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia, that Peivot, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, V'schar Sholosh Zochel L'Sholosh, and the schar that Avraham Avinu did three in Yonim over here, Klal Yisrael later in the Midbar was Zoychet to three in Yonim. V'schar Chemo, that he gave them Chemo, they were Zoychet to the Mon. And V'schar, that it says that Avraham Avinu, who Oymed Aleyem, so he was, they were Zoychet to Ramuna Onan. And by the schar of Yukach Noma Atmayim, so there was the Zechut of Be'er of Miriam. The Kisser, the Mon, the Amud HaOnon, and the Be'er was discussed the three in Yonam of Avraham Avinu, the Chemo, the Oymidless name, and the Mayim. Frek to Marsha, in Baba Metzi over there, that Pevot, there's a Gemara Tainis, that the Mon, the Be'er, and the Onon were discussed Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam. Mon discussed Moshe, the Anan discussed Aaron, and the Be'er discussed Miriam. Meis Miriam, Chazit Shnei, and Meis Aaron, Chazit Kulam, discussed Moshe. Aber it's from the Moshe Aaron and Miriam, and those say it's from Avraham Avinu. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I think back to Marsha. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in the Shmuzin, he says a Mahalach, says, Toiv Achlas Dover Mei Rishisa, that Amol, you have a Muslim, that one person puts the Garin, he puts the seed, the Shoirish of a Gevitz Tzchia in something, but the Peiris come out first later, and someone else brings it, Mikoyach Alapoyal. And it was Lavdak, it is a Seder. First, Avraham Avinu spelled it back, the Shoirish of the Indian of the Mon, the Aaron, Miriam. But that of them alone, it wouldn't have come to full to be Pireah. What brought it out, Mikoyach Alapoyel, is Moshe Aaron and Miriam. Dr. Chaim Shulevit, he has a riot to this inside. He boy does this in that Amol, the schus starts from one, and he gets feared out. He brings that day. The Gemara says in the Zorin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shem ben Noach to be a Kohen. He was supposed to be the Kohen, but who Kohen Lekel Elyon? But Bibal, he was mocked in Birchas Avram LeBirchas Mokhan. And last week's Parsha, when he met Avram after the war, he comes and he's mocked him Avram before the Mokhan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manish Shem, and instead he gave the Kohen to Avram. Fred Duran, what does it mean? But Avram comes from Shem. Avram is an anacle, an or anacle of Shem. What does it mean? He took it from Shem and gave it to Avram. Dr. Ron, no, if it was Shem, the only one belongs to Shem, so every Yoytzeh Chalotzeh of Shem is supposed to get it. The Baruch took it away from Shem and gave it after to Avram. So Dr. Ron. Effect of the Kasha. It says that Shem, when he was Machate Noach Oviv, he was Zoyche to Kisui, to Talus, because he was Machate Oviv, he was Zoyche to Kisui. The problem is, it says in last week's parasha that Avram Avinu was Zoyche to Tzitzis. In Michut Va'atzurich Na'al, so it's Chafach Astira. Dosh states that Shem ben Noach was Zoyche to Kisui. And thus state Avram. Dr. Chaim Shulevit, the pshat is, by tzitzis, Shem was only zeichet to the shayrish of the Indian. By tzitzis. Avram Avinu was the one that after was worded out in the Koyach HaLafad. And he says, Vaitzachos Kahuna was not like that. When it says that Malkitzedek was a Kohen, he was Mamash a Kohen. Not that he just has the Vakoyach of being a Kohen. He was Mamash already a Kohen. So why did he lose it? He was Nenash because he was Mast in Birchas Avram. And it was taken away from Shame and given by Shame, given to Shame, to Avram. Mashiach came by the tzitzis. The pshat is that the shoyrish came from Shame, but the poil is only ois kafir for Gavi Avram.
The shoyrish came from Miriam
himself. No, the shoyrish is from Avram Avinu of Vayika Chema and Oymid Lifneim, and then afterwards it was brought out from Aaron Moshe. The pasuk says the Hine Shloisha Anoshim. Those are the three malachim. The Zohar states that the three Anoshim over here is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now what does it mean, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? We're holding here by the beginning of Avram. So the pshat is, and it's put down in a lot of places, that Adam Rishon, after the Chet, it has to be Rimasukin again, and the Tchilas HaTikun of Adam Rishon starts with the Shloisha Ovis. The Zohar Yonim again, that the Ovis are the ones that are Boimit Zerik. Then it comes to Klal Yisrael on the Mount Torah, and they went into Golus, and they had supposed to meet the Shloisha, and we're waiting for the Geula. When things will come back the way they were supposed to be. However, a part of the Tahalich was the Shloisha Avos is the Tikkun in the Chet of Adam Rishon. Here is where it's funny. When Avram Avinu was Mal himself, it's how it's funny that he's summoned, now he's going to the mitzvahs to become a Yid. It's right away, he already sees that there's going to be a Mahalach over here of Shloisha Avos. Klal Yisrael's device ain't coming to Avos, and the Shloisha is Shloisha Avos. So right away at the beginning of the state, right after the Bris Milah, V'hinei Shloisha Anoshim, is that showing that there's a Mahalach over here, that the Gimel of it, the Yachad, are going to be each one, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Vechule, and together, the Shloisha Anoshim are going to be the Tikkun, to bring out the Tikkun for that thing. So he tells, Sora, Mahari Shloishim Kemachsoilus, to prepare a Sa'uda. Now we know that later on when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get the Torah, the Malachim come with tainis that you shouldn't give him the Mayulud Isha Beinenu, don't give him the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, but you didn't keep it when Avram Avinu gave you Basar V'Cholov, a whole shakl of a Tarya. So the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu was zoich in the Torah, in the end was because of this mice that Avram Avinu gave them Kemach, and he gave them food. So he says, the Maram Shiv, he says, that's how you read the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. In ain't Kemach, ain't Torah. If not for the Kemach that Avram Avinu gave the Malachim the Suda, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been Zoicha to gavel the Torah. But in Ein Torah, if not the Torah that there's a Halacha of Achmatas Orchim, of Torah, Ein Kemach, then Avram Avinu wouldn't have given the Kemach. So it's a circle reasoning. Ein Kemach in Torah, and Ein Torah in Kemach. It's one big circle. Avram Avinu, because of Torah, gave them the Kemach. And that was the Schus that was Zoicha in the Torah. So it's off the Maram Shif. Vayikachem of Acholov, what happened to the Lechem? So Rashi said, the Gemara about Messiah, she was pierced on Nida, and the lechem was tamid. And Avram Avinu was machmir on himself to only eat chul. He wasn't a kohen. I'll see if he was a kohen. I'm going to get to that. Avram Avinu was machmir to eat chul in the tahara. The shaila is very nice. Avram Avinu has chumras. He's machmir not to eat it to tahara, only to tahara. But why can't you give it to the guests? The guests are not such. Don't look like machmir. Maybe for them, rabbanut would be enough. Would they need the kadal? Avram Avinu was machmir. What's up to them? So I saw Pshat in the part of the Yoyfus, he has an Arichas in there, and we know it was Yom Tov, it was Pesach. Now, the emes, what's the heter of Eichel Nefesh for Avraham Avinu? You can prepare food, but these were goyim. What are you preparing for them? Now, if you're preparing the food anyways, you could prepare it also extra. So, al agav you can prepare. So, she had an isa, she had the dough. Now, the pshat is, Kozman, that the dough was tar, she was preparing it for Avraham. You can make a big lesson. And if there's extra, you could also give it to the earth. But now that it was Nisman, Avraham Avinu was not going to eat from it, there was no heter to do the afiyah on Yom Kippur. And I had the whole tilpul in them there in Parashat Yosef, you bring. You have to spread to the Maestro that Avraham Avinu was misfollowed on the Anshei Sdoim, and he wants to be matal, and maybe there's tzaddikim, maybe there's 50 tzaddikim, 40 tzaddikim. He keeps on asking, 50, 45, 30, 20. Why didn't he check out what was there, see what he's dealing with, figure out, see what's the whole Seder Advarim over here. So Erstens to the Mahalas, the Tzvar Avrom, the Kov Nerov says, in his days it was Shrek was the massive of the Haskola. People were going off the Derech left and right. Kol Azman, he turned around, there was more people going off the Derech. There was Mamash Shrek with Hamasim and Klal Yisrael. He says, that's the massive. He says, the massive in Tzidoyim. He says, but they'll be the massive in Kov. Avrom Avinu thought, he made a Cheshem to bear 50 people, 50 tzaddikim. Hefter on the Avon and 50 tzaddikim. He turned around, there's only 40. So the Shoyim, the Lang Ferse, Chosh Ferse. He turned around again. He says, it's the Gimena Zayim Tzidoyim. He says, that's the massive. That's what he gave him with the Shmuz. To whoever was left. He's giving a shmuz, that's the matzah, bima dreiter, glash vedas klen. But the machlok is showing him how to learn up the sugya over here. Avraham Avinu first asked for 50, he wants to take all five cities. Then he asks for 45. But what's the hemshech weiter? 40, 30. And the sum of 45 includes, and 45 licked already, 45 means that's 9, and HaKadosh Baruch is going to be the 10th. 45 includes 36. 27, 18, and 9. 45 represents that when I'm going to say 40, 30, 20 now, I also mean, and one less, to Yimash. But what's the Bechlal asking 40, 30? Rashi learns that when he asks for 40, he's only going to say 4 cities. And when he asks for 30, he's only going to say 3 cities. So what is he begging so much? It's not a Nubakosha. He already asked 50 to say 5, so 30 to say 3, that's math. It's not like he's apologizing again. Ula, he must have. He definitely did the same thing. The Ramban is that the entire time he wanted to save all five cities, and he keeps on asking more and more. It's a bigger chutzpah, and a bigger bakasha, and a bigger haza. Maybe even 20 should save all five, and even 10 should save all five. Because certainly he wants to save all five cities. Rashi knows no. When he went down to 40, he's only to save 40. So I'm Rashi about the shver. So what's kaseida the bakasha? It says the chnichla on the original bakasha. So I was clearing a mahalach in Rashi. Taka 40 was going to save 4 cities. But 40 doesn't have to mean 10 from the 4 cities. It means 40 from all 5 cities. Because Chachmi Macho, 4 of it. And then let's say 20. 20 doesn't mean only 2 of the cities, 10 of each. 20 from all 5 cities could say Chach 2 of the cities. So Hashoyel Yishal, so which 2 of the cities would you say? Then the Machana Goyrol. I would even suggest a good patent. If it's a Machana the Goyrol, not that Goyrol. It has the Alamo, Machana Goyrol. Could be, let's say, one city has more, let's say there's 20 tzaddikim. One city has 8, another city only has 4, but altogether there's 20. Maybe you'll make a girl of the city that has 8 to put in more of a chance to win. Not doubtful that they will. That's the point that the girl would come out that there's more, but they would have more of a sikuyim, they would make. Would the matter of the girl? Or, but wait, it's clear and rash that even if 30 was going to say only 3 and 20 was going to say 2, it's still a bigger bakasha. Avraham Avinu was asking that we should scrape together 20 tzaddikim from all 5 cities to chach say 2 of the cities. The Meshech Chochma also learns al derech the Ramban, and he learns that Ramban, the Bakosha of 30, 20, 10 was also going to say all 5 cities. But he says an interesting thing. By 40 and 30, the lashon of the pasuk is that Kodesh Baruch Hu answers loy e'eseh, I won't do anything. It's the talk of 40 or 30 tzaddikim loy e'eseh, I won't do any harm. By 20 and 10, it already changes the nusach. It says, like ashkes. See, the Madaiah, like ashkes means I won't totally destroy them. But a little bit I will. You ask me for 20, 10 tzaddikim to save all 5 cities. That's already overdoing it, like ashkes. I won't totally destroy them. A little bit of an asiyah there will be. Mashiach, my 30 and 40, that's enough to totally. Like es. Hashem says I won't do anything. Good. Rest in Meshach Chochma on this Mahalach. By 45, it says, like ashkes. 45. Still, you can mamash a lot, right? By 40, it said only lay after. By 45, it's only ashkes. So we said 45 is Maramas on 36, 27, 18, and 9. It says 45. So by 45, it comes to him a little bit of an onish. 45 means there was 9 tzaddikim in each city. 45 means all you needed was one more to be matter the cup. It's a bigger kainan. The avla that there wasn't, the avla that there's not that last one in the cheshbin. A person has to know that aims to make the cheshbin. If you could have been the one, you could be the one, you could tip the scale. Then it's a bigger kainan. Then it's taka only a dargo of lay ashkes. Take the vayter, the parsha, and the whole story of life. And he had vayter, vayigdal hayeled vayigomal vayas Avraham mishte gadol biyoyin higomel et Yitzchok. So there's a machlokes in the mepharshim what this means. When is this suda taking place? Vayas Avraham mishte gadol biyoyin higomel et Yitzchok. Toises in Shabbos that Kuflamet brings, it's the suda of the bris milah. Biyoyin hey gimel mol et Yitzchok. Higomel is hey gimel. Hey gimel is eight. Hey gimel. Biyoyim hey gimel on the eighth day, mol es yitzchak. Biyoyim hey gimel. So with the suda de brismila, azoyiz mefur and pirkei de rabbi lezer oichet. This is brings from a merishayich aside. It's also in the pirkei de rabbi lezer. Biyoyim hey gimel, mol es yitzchak. Another pshat is that when he was ben chav dalet chayish, when he was 2 years old. I saw in a medrash brought down that Avraham Avinu be'emet had a mesora from Adam Arishon, all the soidas of the Bria, safer. Right. You see, to understand all the soidas of the Bria, and he learned it with Yitzchak. And the yomi gomel of Yitzchak means when he made a siyam on that safer. So it was a suit of a siyam. We have a brisk suit of a siyam. I saw a different pshat in the Michtav Sofer. The Michtav Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer, he brings the pshat. He said it was the bar mitzvah. But what do you mean the bar mitzvah? Not by 13 years old. Now the pshat is by Ben Noyach, Gadlus is not nimdad with bar mitzvah being 13 years old or simonim. It's totally when you become a bar dat, kol echad echad lefi madregos. Now, v'yoymi gomel et Yitzchak means when you started eating dogon. And when you start eating dogon, right, the Gemara brings a maimar chazal, ain't day on nechus l'adam ashti itim tam dogon. So that's when he's becoming a bar dat. Why is that his bar mitzvah? Not when he's 13 years old. He's 3 years old, that's why it's the bar mitzvah. So that's an under pshat. So fashid nefshatim, if it's the bris or the bar mitzvah, then chav dalet chodesh, asiyim. Chamishka zem kenev azok, this is going to off Sharon, aber, so do, fashid nefshatim. Vayigdal hayeled, vayashkeim Avraham baboike. The Gemara says in Pesachim, chav dalet, Minayon, that you learn out that reason magdim in lemitzvus, reason magdim in lemitzvus, shenemar vayashkem Avraham baboyke. Zot toisus over there. I'm sorry. There's another Gemara. Gemara in Chulin. Toisus brings. The Gemara in Chulin says, Sadik loylam talmud chacham yulayetan yechidi balayla. A talmud chacham shouldn't go out alone by night. Shenemar vayashkem Avraham baboyke. So Fred Toisus, how do we learn that both of these in yonim? Also vayashkem Avraham baboyke. Reason of demon the mitzvahs, and also Talmud Chacham la yetsi yechidi balayla. So Taisa says like this: it says by Yashkem Avraham Baboyker in two different places. It says by Yashkem Avraham Baboyker by the Akedah. It also says by Yashkem Avraham Baboyker when he went to daven on the Sdoim. So Taisa, when he went to daven on Sdoim, that's not a mitzvah. I'm sorry. One second. Yeah, that wasn't the mitzvah. And over there, he went by himself. So why did he only go in the morning? Why by Yashkem Avraham Baboyker? Because the Talmud Chacham was not allowed to go at night. That was the deal. And over there, when he went to Daven Tzedakah, you could have went in the middle of the night, right? Why did he wait by Yashkem Avraham Baboyker? He's not going for a mitzvah, so you can't bring out the concept of reason Magdim and Lemitzvah. And he was talking by himself. So you learn that from there, Talmud Chacham was Yeshi Yechidi Balayim. Now, thank you by the Akedah. Akedah is a mitzvah. And also, he wasn't by himself anyways. He was going with the other and with the Yitzchak. So, he's not Yechidi. Over there, it has nothing to do with Loyet Yechidi B'Layla. Over there, we don't know. Talmud Chacham, the reason of people in the midst. As I said, so Taka, the Chazal is bringing two different sukkim, the Vayashkim Avram Baboyke. You check in the Oivah, they'll tell you which Vayashkim Avram Baboyke we're bringing. In Psochim, we're bringing Vayashkim Avram Baboyke of the Akeda for the Inna Zvizim Adzim Olimitri. And the one of Sedoim is Talmud Chacham Yetzichid Avalam. Chetzi Chashayla, there's a third time in this week's parasha that it says Vayashkim Avram Baboyke. And it says, when Asura tells him to go send away Yishmol, Parshah and Shiluach Yishmol, it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboyke. That was a mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Shema B'Koyla. So why did we learn that from there? Why did the Gemara wait to learn out Zvizim Adim on the mitzvahs from the Akedah? Meila, the first Vayashkim Avram Baboyke in the Parshah, which is from Tfilan Sedoim, we already said, that wasn't a mitzvah. Here we learn how to talk about Yetzichid Balai. But why did we learn out Zvizim Adim Lamitzvahs from the Yashkim Avram Baboyke of the Akedah? We could already learn out by Yashkim Avram Baboyke from the Zvizim Adim Lamitzvahs from the one of Shiluach Yishmo, Echiv and Amitzvah. Echiv and Amitzvah. So before you could say Pshat, the din of Shiluach Yishmo was Mamash HaSakona. Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling him that it's Mamash HaSakona, that Yishmo was going to be a Sakona for Yitzchak. Over there, you can't bring a ride at the day, Zvizim Magdim and Lemitzis. Over there, even if there wouldn't be a concept of Zvizim Magdim and Lemitzis, Avadi would have to do it right away, the Erish the Minut, Vayashim, Avon, Baboyke. Manish Sakona, Gival, Yed the Minut, Kol Rega, Varega. The whole concept of Zvizim Magdim and Lemitzis is the mitzvah of Mila, you could do the whole 8 days. That means you could do it the entire day. Now, Zvizim Magdim and Lemitzis. Dogma, Lamada, Radaimah. The MS is interesting. The Gemara Sachem over there in Dabdal is learning at Zvizim Adim Lamitzis from the Akedah. It brings it in reference to Bris Mila. You should do Bris Mila early. There's a Shaila, if you have two babies, you have to give a Bris Mila. One of the Milas is Mano, the 8th day, and one of the Milas Shaloyim is Mano. The whole Arichas and the Poiskin, and the Achreinim. Which one should you do first? Mitarechah, the Milas is Mano, the Shah, the Kedima. The Chashivas of a Milas is Mano. The MS is a Chatzat, yes. The Milas Shaloyim is Mano is older. I don't know if it's a Kevei, it's 10 days old, it's only 8 days old. They say that you should do the Mila Shaloi Bizmana because the Mila Bizmana could be the entire day. But the reason that Mila limits the Mila Shaloi Bizmana, once the Shaloi Bizmana called Rega Varega, there's a Chiyuv on you to do it. There, Avad is a Kadima. It's a more powerful thing than the Din of Reason like Mila limits. Like the saying here, in Yed of Ayashkim Avon Rukh. And it's not going to have to be the shop. That the Mila Bizmana, you have to do it after the Ayashkim Avon Rukh of the Akeda. Zvizim Adim on it. This one you have to do Pajra, Korega Varek. That would have to be, but that wouldn't be the concept of Zvizim Adim on it. Yitzchak is one of the Nisyonis of Avram Avinu. We know Asorah Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. It's Akedah Yitzchak, but it's the Nisyonis of Avram Avinu. It's not Yitzchak's Nisyonis, it's the Nisyonis of Avram Avinu. Sach Redna them, what Tai said, it's Avram's Nisyonis. I saw Reb Shimshon Pinkus in the Pirush on Chumash. Yitzchak Avinu is going to be brought up as an Oila. He brings the Rambam in Moreh Nebuchim that describes what it means Misat Mashika. But he's explaining that the emes, amisat nashika, is a gevaldike madrega. A person goes mechayla, oyla, is it oilomas el yoinim? Could you imagine Yitzchak, who's a korban oyla, what kind of madrega that he goes up from this world into the oilomas el yoinim? It's an aliyah. So Avraham Avinu was in a sign. Avraham Avinu was left here, and he was promised that he's going to have an osir, and he's giving up his son. The Yitzchak is dachtegresta, it's dachtegresta shtayim. For Avraham Avinu was in a sign. So in the Shem Shmuel, he ties up the Nesoyin of the Akedah and says, the Iker Nesoyin of the Akedah was that Avraham Avinu did it is Simcha and Berotim. Because the Emes, the Eivishter can do what he wants. If he's not going to shech Yitzchak, the Eivishter can't take Yitzchak away. In various Eifanim. It's Bechlal not only in Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu knows that. That's Bechlal not the issue. The issue is that he did it to Simcha, and what's the prove that he did it to Simcha? Because he went to Zrizus, Vayashkim Avram Baboyke. You told me to do it, and there's nothing left. No, he went to Simcha and to Zrizus to do it. And that's the Iker Nesoyin. Avadi was going to do it, the Eivishter told him to do it. Say it a lot about the Eibishter can say, do whatever he wants to Yitzchak. He can stop it anyway. The Iker Nesoyim he's touching up was the Simcha. And then he says it's very bekitzur, but I think it's a marvel that he's Yiddish. He says the Iker Nesoyim was that he did it to Simcha. And had he not done it to Simcha, says the Eibishter came after him to his Nizgala a second time. And he told him, Al Tashkoi Ma'uma, don't touch Yitzchak. Ein Hashim is Shoyra. El Imatim, he says Simcha. The Shechin is not Shoyra, and you can have Well, the Ramavino Nishki then the Simcha, and he's doing it because he had a Sivet. But it's mit a Bechi, mit a Gishlet, mit a Gevein, mit a Krecht. He would have never gotten that second Sivet. I don't want to theorize what happened. The Sivet was not to do it. That Sivet he only got. He said it very remiss, but he's Lechayr saying it. Those men are here. The Hatzol was, the Nesoyin was doing it to Simcha. Because the Etzim doing it, Avadi was going to do it. That's not a Nesoyin. Everything said to do it, he's going to do it. The Nesoyin was doing it to Simcha. And the Hatzola was back that he did it with Simcha. He was able to be in his galatin, face him all, and tell him not to do it. And so he landed a Taishan in his soul. There's another Mahalach, the Spasemis, a lot of us go with this Indian, that the Nakut of the Nisoyim Besim was, we know that Avram Avinu was the Midas HaChesed, and Yitzchok is the Midas HaGvur. So first of all, they're switching roles over here. He even says in the Tzukin, Vayoymer Yitzchak al Avram Oviv, Vayoymer Ovi, Vayoymer Hineni Bini. What? They're introducing themselves to each other. The Taich over here is they're saying to each other that they're switching Tzadkidim. Avram Avinu, who's the Midas HaChesed, Midas HaTova, is going to now shecht Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, who's Midas HaGvura, who's going to stop him, is being nichna to Yishochek. So it's the Shach of the Dayah, Vayomer Ovi, Vayomer Neni Bini, they're switching roles. Zok Tisfatemus, that's the Iker Nesoyim. Atu Yadati Ki Yirei Eli Kemata. See that you have Yira, not Ava. And he types it up, he says, the Iker of an Nesoyim for a person is going against your Mida, against your Iker Mahal. That's where the Nesoyim, the Nesoyim is Avus HaShver. So the Nesoyim by Avram Avinu, that's the Nesoyim of Avram, to do with the Mida Sayir. Zok Tisfatemus, Oishis, it says, El Achad HaHorim, who's Al-Achad HaHorim? Go to one of the mountains. What does he mean? He says, Horim means the Ovis. From this Akedah, we're now going to get to Yaakov, who's the Bechira Ovis. Because Avram, who's Midas HaChesed, and going against them. And Yitzchak, who's Midas HaGvura, and going against his Midas. Both of being Oimid Nesoyin, Kenegah, the Midas. That creates, if you understand, this Eretz, the Midas of Yaakov is the Mizug of the first two Midas. So, the Nesoyin of the Akedah, of Avram and Yitzchak, both, each one going against his Midas, brings out, Al-Achad HaHorim brings out that it should become the oisfer that is Yaakov. Says of the Hemshir the Sukkim, Shvu lechem po im hachamor, so we darshan im am hadoim lechamor. Yishmol is bechlal mat shaykh to be considered Avram Avinu's son. He's doim lechamor. Yitzchok. Ki vi yitzchok yikari lechazor. Zok Tebeis Levi, why is that so important right now to stress that? Shvu lechem po'i machamor. Punk does, we were bringing out this idea. He says, the Iker Mail of the Nesoyin of the Akedah was that Avram Avinu shechted his Ben Yochid. If he has a Yishmol who's still also Miyachis Achrov, it's much less of a Nesoyin. He has a Hemshech Da'akri still. Da'akri over here right before the Akedah, we want to bring out this idea of Shvu lechem po'i machamor. That Yishmol is Bechlal not considered a Hemshech. He's doing lechamor. And only Yitzchak is Hemshech, that creates that and enhances and enlarges the Nesoyin of the Akedah. The Taki Yitzchak is his Ben Yosef. We know Asor Nesyoinis Nisnas Avram Avinu, it's the Mishnah of Yerviyovis, Perkei, Mishnah Bey. Asor Nesyoinis Nisnas Avram Avinu. The Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim in the Pirush and Ovis, he has a Mayur to Gedir. The Mishnah right before, Perakei Mishnah Aleph, Asara Doiris, Mi Odom Ad Noyach, and Asara Doiris, Mi Noyach Ad Avram. It doesn't say Avram Avinu. It says Asara Doiris, Mi Noyach Ad Avram. And the next Mishnah says, Asara Nesioinis Nesnasa Avram Avinu. What's this Hadgosh? In the Ersta Mishnah, it doesn't call him Avram Avinu. Asara Doiris, Mi Noyach Ad Avram. In the Tzveita Mishnah, Asara Nesioinis Nesnasa Avram Avinu. He said, because the Taich of the Nesioinis is what makes him Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is mashrish in Klal Yisrael, his bonim, that he's Avinu, his amida b'nesyonis puts koichas into Klal Yisrael. The reason why through all the generations Klal Yisrael was Moshe Nefesh to come to Eretz Yisrael comes from Lech Lecha. The reason why through all the generations Klal Yisrael was Mamish Moshe Nafshim Kipshutai Latevach Yuvo Al Kiddush Hashem. How were they able to be Eimim B'Nisayim so many times in so many different kufis in Klal Yisrael? It comes because Avraham Avinu was Mashashtad by Akedah, by Orkastin. Mesiras Nefesh. That's Avraham Avinu. So it's Asar HaDairus. We know Echad Avraham. It's not Avraham Avinu yet. Asar HaNesiyonis. The Nesiyonis is what makes, is where it's mitbatei, where it's expressed that Avraham is Avraham Avinu. His Amida with those Nesiyonis is Mushrash in Klal Yisrael. Now it's a big machlokes b'shoinim, which are the Asar HaNesiyonis. Most of the Rishonim count four kastim as the first Nesiyonim. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam in Pirush and Avos doesn't count four kastim. Like the Rambam, the Eretz Nesiyonim is Lech Lecha. Like most Rishonim, Lech Lecha is the second Nesiyonim. Or kastim was before Lech Lecha. Then you have the Rav, and you have Paroi, and you have the Akedah. I think like all the Rishonim, Akedah is a Nesiyonim. The Shalos is the last Nesiyonim. Rabbeinu Yoyna in the Pirush and Avos learns that Gvura Sora was the last Nesiyonim. The fact that he was promised Eretz Yisrael and then had to hold Handlerai when Ephraim Oichet is on a side. So that Akedah is the ninth Nesayim, Kfar Sarah is another Nesayim. Those that don't count it, they count. The Rambam Shasant has a sheet, he doesn't count or cast them either. So he says Girish Hagar and Yishmael is two Nesayim. A lot of the Rishonim say that Girish Hagar and Yishmael is a Nesayim. Sending away his wife and his child, not ago. But the Rambam counts it as Tzvei Dinim. Girish Hagar is a Nesayim, but Girish Yishmael. Tzvei Dinim. Taking Hagar as a wife is also one of the Nesiyonis, like the Rambam. But then Andu Rakesh, the Davzen, the Mishnah, there in Perkei Avos, Perkei Avos, the Beis, the Gimel, the various sheetahs, the Tanur, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the various sheetahs. The Kudus Lion, that is, what's the type that Girish Hagar and Yishmael is Tzvedinim? What's the Vikuach of Orkastim? What's the Rambam's Vikuach around Orkastim? Yeah, the Rambam says, because we're only saying things that I'm a Furish Bekrov, Asar Nesiyonis are a Furish Bekrov. Got the Sugi. Asar Nesiyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu, and he's called Avraham Avinu because he put it into us koyches to be Amin Ben Asayin. On the Asayin is a lashon of Nes. On the Asayin is a lashon of Nes means to be uplifted. A person grows from Nesiyonis. So a mushel is a shein a mushel. A person has Nesiyonis. It's not always sunny outside. Sometimes it's a rainy day. You may ava, you may sinna, you may aliyah, you may yirida. If it's only going to shine the sun the whole time and it never rains, that's a midbar. In the midbar, nothing grows. It's not sunny a lot of the time, but there's also rainy days and it gets muddy. But then something is tzimeach. That's the sun. Straight, just sunny days, out good, it's a game. Yeah, there was no bumps on the road, but you didn't get anywhere either, nothing grew. If it's happy, you had a rainy day also, yeah? From them vaxman, from the Nesoyan, a person grows. That's the Taichin Nesoyan. The Pirkei Rabbi Lezer brings that Avraham Avinu, when he's doing the Akedah, has a din of a Kohen Gadol. The Pirkei Rabbi Lezer is mad, he said he was a Kohen Gadol. The Pirkei Rabbi Lezer says that it was on Yom Kippur. It took place. We spoke in the beginning of the parasha that the Bris Milah of Avraham was on Yom Kippur, but he also says that the Akedah was on Yom Kippur. That's before in other places also, it was by Minchatan at the end of Yom Kippur. Mincha and Ne'ilah Yom Kippur. The man of the Akedah. And it said he was a Kohen Gadol. So the Radal is the Mavaldik Pirush on all the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, the Radal says he has to be a Kohen Gadol because when Avraham Avinu is going to shech Yitzchak, he's going to become an Oinim. And a Kohen is not allowed to be makir when he's an Oinim. Only a Kohen Gadol is makir when. And that's why it's not only necessary that Avraham Avinu should be a Kohen, it's necessary that he should be a Kohen Gadol, because only a Kohen Gadol is makir Oinim. And I saw a Kasha Badan in the Yana Parsha, and if he's going to shech Yitzchak, he's also going to be Tommy Mate. And even a Kohen Gadol is not Doicha Tumah. A Kohen Gadol is Doicha Anina, it's not Doicha Tumah. So you could say Tumah Hutcha B'tzibra, because Roiv of the Kehanim, Roiv of the Kehanim with Tommy, so Tumah was never an issue, but maybe Oinim would have been an issue. So he has a din of a Kohen Gadol. The Meshech Chachma, yeah, the Meshech Chachma, what?
It's not a din
the other. It's a sugi new, man. But it's a TV to the Meshech Chachma says he was a Kohen Gadol, it's a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur over here, It says, Vayikra Elov Malach Min HaShemayim. The Malach calls him in the Shemayim. Why can't the Malach come down to the Har? So he says, because over here, it's the Har of Bais. It's before Kolos, when the Pirkei Der Lezer. Rambam brings that one, see? It was the Beit HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadosh. And Avraham Avinu is the Kohen Gadol, and the Kodesh HaKadosh doing the Avodah. That's the Akedah. It was on Yom Kippur, and he's doing the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Yerushalmi and you were bring down, even a Malach is not allowed to come down into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Shafi Avoid of the Vengo. So even the Malach, it was Vayikra Elov Malach Min HaShemayim. As I thought, the Meshachot. Now, the Pirkei doesn't bring it, but I want to bring it out. It's other Makaris also, with Midrashim, and the Rambam brings it. And Anfan Hilchot Beis Abchira, the Rambam brings Hilchot Beis Abchira, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Mesoyrus Biyodeinu, Dr. Rambam. Shehamokim Shepona Vaidovod Ushloi Mahamizbeach, Begoyer Naroina. Where the Beit HaMikdash is? Who are Mokim Shebona by Avram Mizbeach by Ochadol of Yitzchok? Who are Mokim Shebona Noyach Mizbeach Kishiyotim in Ateva? Who are Mokim Shem Mizbeach Shehikrov all of Kain Behevel? Who are Mizbeach Shodom Harishin Hikrov all of Karbonai? Who Mishom Nivro? Adam Harishin was also Nivro from the character of that earth. Mi Mokim Kaparoso Nivro. All the other states, Rambam, tells us based on Chira, Perek Beit, Olach Beit, that all of these things, Avram, Noyach, Hevel, Adam is all, was on the Harabai. In Pirkei Avot, the state that Avraham Avinu was Mila. We didn't mention this yet. We said it was on Yom Kippur, but he said also it was on Har HaBayis. It was also Dorothy. Everything was taking place over here on Har HaBayis. In the Mokam HaMikdash. The Radam over there is Mesubah, though, if it was the Mizbeach HaZov or the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Which Mizbeach it is? The Akedah. How do I need that? One second. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Excellent. Now, what does the story like this? It says, they're going to the Mokem HaMikdash, Vayaras HaMokem HaMirochet. Vayaras HaMokem HaMirochet. So there's a Medrash. What did they see from far? Ma'ra, he saw an Onon. And he realizes, oh, this is the place where I'm supposed to be going. So he says to Yitzchak, this is the Lashon of the Medrash, he says to Yitzchak, G'ni, Roya Mashani Roya, you see what I see? Yitzchak says, yeah. He sees an onan, he sees there's something, the Shechina coming down, there's something going on. He asks the Shnei Na'ara, the Eliezer and Yishmael, you see what I see, you see anything? And that gone. So he said, you know what, the Chamor also doesn't see anything. Shmulachem Poyim HaChamor. And this is the Moira de Gazach, the Lutzke Rav, the Naim HaTorah. He brings that over here, Moira de Gazach. The Yishmaelim are tiny, that they also have a Shechia to the Mokam HaMikdash, and it's Choshev by them. And it's a Mokam Kodesh by them, and one of them gave Muhammad Gedol Kiyadua. Those states in the Medrash to Taish. Avraham Avinu is going to do the Akedah, which is the place where eventually he's going to be the Beit HaMikdash, and this is where he's going to do the Akedah. This is where Noach came out of the table and did him his bath, where Adam Rishon and Noach. Everything is here. And he says, and he sees the Onan going down, and he asks himself, that's that is. And he says, yeah. And he asks Yishmael, do you see anything? And he says, they don't. That's the test. The Yishmael Zot says, Azet Tart Nefes, and Ahab Tart Nefes, Eretz Yizot says, me. Avraham Avinu asks him, did you see anything here? And he says, no. As I bring to it, the Litzkerot. And I want to, in Shasanti Yediyah, we're saying that so many things happened over here. On the Mokam, because the Rambam wrote the whole Rishima. It says earlier by the Girish Yishmael, that Hagar was going with Yishmael after Avraham Avinu sent him out. And it says, Batachlech et hayeled tachat achad hasichin. I saw brought down from Rav Shaul Katzenelenburg, and I saw from Kostov. He brought down the Zeda of the Chazanish, and he says Batachlech et hayeled tachat achad hasichin. He says sichin. It's a lashon of like Vayetz Yitzchak l'suach basode. It was the Mokam HaMikdash, and the place where she threw Yishmael, and where he cried and he davened, and he had his Yeshua, the able to save his life over here. Right? And Mashiach to Hagar that she should go back and everything would be good. That also happened in the Mokam. So it's said of Savi Kurta. Really, we spoke at the marriage that the small dead are in Garnish. But he's saying that Batashtach HaSayelet Tachat Achad HaSichim, he wants to say it's also, Yishmol Yeshua also came Taka from the Mokam. So it's a little bit of Yikuach.